going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I'm with Don Lorenz, Executive Director of the Orchard Park Chamber of Commerce. All right, Don, I just want to ask, obviously right now the NFL draft is coming up and the Bills have talked about wanting to host the NFL draft. Once the stadium is built and ready for operation, do you think by then Orchard Park will be ready to host an NFL draft?
I would love to see the NFL draft come here to the Orchard Park area. It could be such a nice economic boost for the economy around us, and hopefully some of the businesses here could prosper. If everything goes according to the way we're looking at it, hopefully by then we'll be having some prospects for hotels in that also, so people could actually stay in the area and partake with the South Towns here and all the different things we have to offer.
And speaking of hotels, do you feel like that you have enough to be able to house? I mean, I've heard it's around 250,000 people that will be making their way to Green Bay, Wisconsin this weekend. Do you think that there's going to be enough, or how much infrastructure and hotels will have to be built in order to host an event like this?
I think we'd have to do a lot of sharing. The one nice thing about our area compared to a lot of other stadiums is the fact that, we're pretty much within 20-minute radius of other hotels with the city and with Hamburg, East Aurora, and West Seneca. So I think we would have enough in combination to be able to do all that. We already have the infrastructure with the four lanes coming into the stadium area. So again, I think that we have an advantage over some other stadiums that are in different states.
Obviously, with the draft being in Green Bay this year, Green Bay is kind of a smaller market in the NFL compared to the rest of the league, and Buffalo is obviously another small market in the NFL. Are you looking at what Green Bay is doing as a blueprint for this draft, or have you been looking at obviously other cities that have hosted the draft? What are your ideas and plans in place for whenever it's hosted?
Well, I think Green Bay is a great testing ground for us because of the proximity of how they're set up like us. It's difficult when you're looking at some of these major stadiums in, that are already set up as tourist areas and things, to have something that we can now compare that's more similar to what the Orchard Park suburban type of a stadium has to offer. I think this will be a good way for us to be able to look at it, and we can see what went well, what some of the pitfalls were, and then hopefully we could correct those.
Now, this might not be a question for you. I'm not sure if this would be like a question for the Bills, but is there a timetable, a time frame that you think would work best? I know the Bills have talked about hosting as early as 2027. Is there a possibility that the NFL draft could come to Buffalo as early as 2027?
That would be, like you said, that would probably be the Bills' call on that. If everything goes well, what's nice is we will have a full year season with the stadium being utilized. So anything that would have to be changed or tweaked, would hopefully be done throughout that season. So I think it could have the capabilities. I know at that point we would not have a hotel or anything by 2027, but we could at least address it at that point and see where we are. If the stadium looks like it's going well and they don't have any kind of problems with the stadium, I would think you'd almost have to push it up another year, but that's just my way of looking at it.
Right. And another question I had about, hotels, would you consider trying to look at Airbnbs as a possibility to make sure that you can get enough people into the county and to be able to have a nice stay here in Orchard Park and in Buffalo?
We have both. There's right now a strategic planning committee that's working on the village and also working on the town just for that reason. We're trying to come up with some different avenues or different options of how we can make Orchard Park a little bit more accessible for people coming and staying here. So those are things that are in the works right now. So that by that time frame, I think we'd be pretty well set to see if that's something that would be out there for people to be able to do the Airbnbs, or if we're going to be looking at some other structures that could be set up to have luxury apartments or things like that available.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.